Good to see each one, and hopefully everybody can hear. We want to turn to the book of Job. Book of Job, chapter 1, and we'll read verses 20 through 22, very familiar verses of Scripture. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." Then in chapter 2, we want to read verses 8 through verse 10. "And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips." I want to call your attention to chapter 1, verse 22, the words, "In all this, Job." And then in chapter 2, verse 10, "In all this," skip a couple words, "Job." In all this, Job. Now, in chapter 1, verse 22, the "in all this" has reference, of course, to the tragic and unexpected death of Job's children, his servants, the loss of all his possessions, the loss of his livelihood. And all this was on one day. We see that from chapter 1, verse 13. And our text here in chapter 1 records the response of Job to these things. We see that he rent his mantle, he shaved his head, he fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And then there's a declaration or a summary in verse 22, "In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." Again, the "all this" has reference to his reaction to the tragic news of the four messengers. We see the four different messengers that came to Job in chapter 1. And also we see it has reference to the expression of his grief, which we read again in verses 20 and 21. In chapter 2, the "all this" is in the context of him. Again, he was once healthy. He was once a strong individual. And now he's being smitten with boils. He's suffering with these boils. And then you have on top of that his wife's discouraging words to him, "Curse God and die." And again, "in all this did not Job sin with his lips." So in both passages, the "all this" has reference to the circumstances of Job's life. And in both cases, of course, the circumstances are adverse. The circumstances are horrific. And we twice read, "In all this, Job." In all this, Job. So it reveals that the circumstances, of course, were connected to Job. And if we think about it, the vast majority of the general happenings of life have no direct bearing upon you and I as individuals. But we read, "In all this, Job." So what we're reading of is something that had a bearing and an impact upon Job. So I want to speak tonight on the circumstances of life and us. And us. And again, in other words, the circumstances that impact you and I. So consider first of all this phrase, "all this." All this. It's equivalent to another phrase that we find throughout the Word of God 279 times, "these things." And it's also equivalent to another phrase nearly 400 times, and it came to pass. In all this, these things, and it came to pass. And we see all of these things, all of these statements in our lives. If we divide our lives into segments, you can divide it by a decade, you can divide it by a year, you can divide it by a month, you can divide it by week, you can divide it by day, you can divide it by hour. But included in each of those segments, you have all this. You have these things. You have, and it came to pass. In other words, something is always happening. Something is always going on. Our life is a journey through this earth, and our journey consists, of course, of a variety of places. Our journey consists of conditions. Our journey consists of people. And again, in all these things, there's all this, these things. It came to pass. In other words, our journey is filled with matters, filled with occurrences, filled with activities and events and circumstances. We're told in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow. That is, do not be confident about whether or not you'll have a tomorrow, because there's nothing in your life that would guarantee you, there's nothing in your life that you can point to that guarantees you tomorrow. So boast not thyself to tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. In other words, the happenings of life are mysterious to you and I. Life is made up of family. Life is made up of friends, enemies, relationships, acquaintances, careers, activities. And things happen in each of those arenas. And we don't know what's going to happen next in any one of those things. And the book of Ecclesiastes is a book about living life. And there's two common phrases throughout the book, under the sun and upon the earth. And under the sun, upon the earth, you have these things. You have it came to pass. You have the all this. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, life is pictured in seasons. Life is pictured in time segments. And in these verses, Solomon lists 14 sets of opposites, 14 sets of contrasts, 14 sets really of extremes. And he uses these as a means of illustrating the wide spectrum of our life, the wide spectrum of activities, the wide spectrum of events and happenings. So there are these 14 sets of opposites, 14 sets of extremes. And in our lives, of course, in our individual lives, these things all work together. They're not to be viewed separate and apart. So in these things, notice Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, to everything, that's what makes up the all this. And then it's followed by there is a season and a time. There is a season, there is a time. Now, the words season and time show us that life is repetitive. It's a repetitive process. It's not random. No matter how random it may appear, it's never random. We see that life is full of change. Life is full of contrast. And as you look at these 14 sets, there's quite a difference between birth and death. There's quite a difference between planting and plucking, between killing and healing, between demolishing and building, between weeping and laughing, between mourning and dancing, between throwing away and gathering, between embracing and withdrawing, between gaining and losing, between keeping and tossing away, between tearing and sowing, between silence and speaking, between loving and hating, between war and peace. There's a difference. There's a wide difference between these things, and there's a there's a lot going on in between these things. So whatever season it is in our lives, it can change. And it probably will change. And change can be sudden. Change can be drastic. And again, there is a season. And just as it is, as we've said before, and with the natural seasons of earth, they all differ. There's a difference in appearance. There's a difference in dangers in seasons. There's a difference in obstacles. There's a difference in opportunities. There's a difference in responsibilities. The seasons can make a difference in your feelings and in your emotions. And so it is, and more so, with the seasons of our life. So change will occur. And change will occur in families. Change will occur in health. Change will occur in careers, finances, relationships, overall circumstances, and even in our hearts and even in our minds. Everything is in a constant flux of change. So there are times in your life when perhaps everything seems ideal. It's just perfect. Everything's going as you would like it to go. But that's not how life is most of the time. And even if what you consider to be ideal conditions exist, they will change. It's going to change. It's not going to stay that way. And the reason is because life consists of seasons. Things do not remain constant. They were never meant to remain constant. Change is inevitable. We read here in Job 1, verse 13, and there was a day. And oh, what a day it was. This day would be different than any other day in Job's life. So that brings us to the personal impact of these things and all this. The personal impact of circumstances. Again, these things had a direct impact upon Job. And he was living. He was living his life in the all this. The things that had happened in his life cannot be separated from him, cannot be separated from Job. The things that had happened had touched his life. The things that had happened had greatly impacted his life and no doubt shaped the rest of his life. And you and I cannot journey through this life untouched, unaffected by the happenings of life. So what made up the all this was not separate from Job. It was happening in his life. He could not get away from it. All this. So let's think about this. In the all this, Job, no matter what the in all this may be, there are some constants. There are some things we can know. There are some things that we can be sure of. And I'm sure that Job, though he realized that life was full of changes, he also realized that there were some constants. He knew no matter what the all this entailed, God is who he is. And he is who he's always been. Had no impact upon the person of God. All these things that happened in the life of Job have absolutely no impact on the person of God. God remains settled. God remains fixed. God remains unmovable. God's still the controller. God's still the ruler and the sustainer. He's still the sovereign one. He's still the immutable, eternal, true, and faithful one. In all this, God remained the same. In all this, he's the one who never leaves us. He's the one who never forsakes us. In the all this, he is the one who is strong when we might be weak. He is the one who comforts us and shields us and provides us and feeds us and carries us. And this is so. No matter what the season, no matter what season comes in our life, or no matter what season we might be leaving. We leave one season, we enter another season. But the seasons have no effect, no impact upon God and who God is to us. So whatever season you may be entering or whatever season you may be leaving, we must realize there are some constants, and those constants, of course, involve God. Job realized that no matter what had happened in his life, he had a mighty, loving, affectionate, wise, and unfailing friend in the Lord. And he knew what the psalmist knew in Psalm 31, verse 15, "My times are in thy hand." He knew that, and we need to know that in all the changes of our life. So knowing these changes, these had an effect upon Job. These had an impact upon Job. And our faith in and our knowledge of God should have an impact upon us, whatever the all this might be. Our faith in God should have even a greater impact upon us. So again, in all this, Job, and like Job, no matter what the all this might be, no matter what it entails, no matter how long it lasts, no matter what comes next, we're still blessed of God. We're still saved, still a child of God. Sins are still under the blood of Jesus Christ. Names still written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Still eternally secure. Still loved of God. Still cared for by God. Still clothed in the righteousness of Christ. No matter what the all this is, nothing changes these blessings. No matter what the all this is, no matter what the all this entails, no matter what the all this, how long it lasts, or whatever comes next, there's grace to help that's sufficient. And there's victory through Christ, and Jesus is coming, and I have a home in heaven. And these are the things that we need to focus upon. Also, in all this, Job, again, no matter what it entails, no matter how long it lasts, no matter what comes next, we have some responsibilities. Whatever our all this is, we have responsibilities. The all this does not change our responsibilities. We've been called by God for the all this. And God has something for us to do in the all this. We have been called to be His servants. And whatever the all this is, that's what we're to do. We are to be His servants, and we are to be in submission to Him, and we are to be committed and dedicated to Him. So no matter what the all this entails, no matter how long it lasts, no matter what comes next, God is our source, God is our authority. No matter, again, what it entails, no matter how long it lasts, God is to be our priority. And a very valuable lesson that many, if not most, of God's people never seem to learn is life is never, never to be mainly about the all this. Life is never to be mainly about our circumstances. Now, we realize that that's much easier said than done, but our life is to always be about God. God is to be the focus, and whatever's happening in our life, the focus must be God. The all this does not overtake God. The all this does not overshadow God. So what we're saying is, regardless of what the all this is, it's never the main thing. The main thing is never the all this. The main thing is always God. And God is to be our, God's glory is to be our aim. God's glory is to be our object. Now, there's a lot of things that come into our life that we certainly would not choose, and there's things that we do not enjoy that make up the all this. But God's glory is to be our aim and our object. God is to be our pursuit. God's will is to be sought. No matter what the all this is, God's will is to be sought. What would God have me to do in this particular situation? I wasn't expecting this situation. I certainly did not plan for this situation. It's not what I would have chosen, but what is it that God would have me to do in this particular situation? And we know there's some things that God would have us to do. He would have us to be faithful to Him. He would have us to continue to serve Him. And so these are the things that must concern us in the all this. He would have us to live our life relational to Him. He would have us to be close to Him, to be in communication with Him, to be trusting Him, to be leaning upon Him, to be drawing from Him and living in the enjoyment of Him. That's always so. Whatever the all this is, that does not change these responsibilities that we have. So in all this, no matter what it entails, no matter how long it lasts, our thoughts, our emotions, our decisions, our choices, our priorities, and our pursuits are to be God-centered. In all this, Job sinned not. And that ought to always be our desire, not to sin, not to sin. Whatever circumstances come into my life, whatever circumstances come into your life, it ought to be our desire, I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. I don't want sin to have dominion over me. I don't want sinful flesh to be seen. And no matter what all this entails, again, Job 1 and verse 21, we're to worship. We're to worship God, no matter what it is. It can be death of loved ones. It can be many, many things, terrible things. But we are to worship the Lord. And our circumstances do not change that. Our circumstances do not release us from that responsibility to worship the Lord. We are to proclaim God. In all this, we are to proclaim God. We are to testify of God. We're to bear witness of God. We're to tell others of the Lord. So in closing, again, we read, in all this, Job. In all this, Job. Now we can put our own name there. In all this, Dan. In all this, how did we behave? Whatever the circumstances are, as life happens, we need to put our names after in all this, in all this. And then we need to make personal examination. And can it be said of us, in all this, Job sinned not? There's a lot of things in life that, again, we certainly not necessarily happy about and things that we would not choose. But again, through it all, we're to bear testimony of God. And certainly where we are in our country right now, we're in one of those situations. It's certainly not something we would have chose. We would rather it be different, but we must do what God would have us to do and bring honor and glory to Him no matter what. And God help us to be able to do that. And again, we're thankful for each one that has come out, and we're thankful for the opportunity to at least assemble together in some semblance, even if it's in a parking lot and own vehicles. It's a blessing, and we ought to thank God for it. Again, do pray for one another during this time. Just pray for each and every one. Pray for so many who are affected by this. We want to pray again for those who work in hospitals, doctor's offices, and so many different places. But be prayerful and just pray that the Lord would deliver us from this situation, that we can get back to some form of normality. Pray for one another. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we again thank